Hello, my name is Mel Scahan. I'm an enrolled member of the Yakima Nation located in Central Washington. I grew up on the Columbia River. My fishing family is from down in the area, and I learned how to salmon fish since I was 8 years old. I know just about every square inch of the Columbia River Gorge on the riverside, and I also was employed with the United States Forest Service before the Columbia River Gorge Act. I worked for the Wind River District and the Mount Adams District. According to witness statements that I've taken along the Columbia River Gorge within this trail systems, the size of the Sasquatches can range from little infant size that are about 1.5 to 2 feet tall, all the way up to 12 foot tall. And they could be a range of different colors from a light brown to a dark color. And just like us, Sasquatches age. And when they do, their hair also becomes silver or white and then associated with the brown or black. So I get a lot of reports of them multicolored. On potential Sasquatch sightings, people go through a lot of mental thinking of what they're looking at. A lot of the reports are associated to bears because bears are the same build, dark in color, and almost the same size when they're on all fours. But what differentiates between a Bigfoot and a Sasquatch report is that as people continue to view it and watch it stand up on two legs, which bears do as well, but then they notice the human form of it as it's standing still, because they have long arms down to their knees at times, long legs, depending on the height, that they could be, the legs could be 5.5 feet long, as tall as an average person. And so when that mode goes from, oh, I'm looking at a bear, to, oh, that's not a bear, that's a Sasquatch. And then the event changes totally, and then people are fixated on what they're looking at. And then when you do take your eye off of it, be aware that when you lose focus of what you're trying to view and turn away just for a second, and then turn to look back, it could be gone.